Several weeks after his first interview with Inspector Knox, Dan Bradley was charged with gross indecency with a minor during the time that Graham Mooney was a pupil in his charge at Middleford Special School. Mike Claude, Sir Mike Claude, arranged for Daniel to be defended by Walter Burley, a QC who had been an actor in Mike's first film, before preferring another medium in which to star.
We do have a choice, Mr. Bradley, to challenge the charges at the committal stage or to reserve our defence for the trial.
How can we prove that something didn't happen?
Well, we can't. And fortunately, we're not called upon to do so. The prosecution have to prove that it did happen.
By making this boy, this man now, I suppose, say that it did and making it graphic enough to be credible. I suspect he'll know how, Graham.
But again, fortunately for us, he's a sadistic little pimp who manifestly has everything to gain by parading himself as a victim.
And yet everyone's going to believe that what he says is true, whatever happens.
I'm tolerably confident that sooner or later you'll walk out of court without a stain on your character.
Those are the ones that never come out.
Is your ex-wife prepared to testify if it comes to a full-blown trial?
On my behalf, you mean?
Was. What
she probably wishes I was guilty, but she must know I'm not.
Well, not important at this stage, but you might care to talk to her. For the sake of the children. You do have children.
They're no longer children, but yes, three. Suppose I admitted doing what I never did.
Why ever would you do that?
Might it help his defense and his trial, do you suppose? If I did, Grant?
This young man tortured and defaced a girl in cold blood and with a good degree of pleasure, it seems. I doubt if Jesus Christ himself would hurry to be crucified on his behalf. If you wish to go further than our Lord, it's entirely a matter for you. However, should Mooney get a shorter sentence thanks to you, what will you think when he gets out and does the same thing to some other wretched little drab?
That's quite a good point.
I rather thought so.
For the last 2 weeks of the summer term, Rachel Morris and her class went on an exchange trip to Montauban in southwestern France. Adam took Barbara to the Grand Hotel des Bains on the Venice Lido. They lay on the beach during the day under wide umbrellas, and when the afternoon had cooled, took the Vaporetto to the Piazza San Marco and went with the shuffling crowd towards the Rialto. They dined on the third night at the Ristorante alla Madonna.
Due spaghetti alle vongole e poi what did we say?
Del leva.
Ah, poi fegato alla veneziana per tutti e due. Ci sono i spinaci?
Come no?
Una porzione di spinaci, olio limone e una bottiglia di Montepulciano, ce l'ho?
Certo, signore. Come no?
What?
I didn't say anything.
And I heard you.
You have to be good at everything, don't you?
I thought that was what your look was saying. D.H. Lawrence called Venice the abhorrent green slippery city. Did you know that?
I didn't go to Cambridge, did I? Everyone else orders in English.
Oh, look. I did Latin for 12 bloody years, and now it gives me silly pleasure to be able to order a meal in Italian. I don't find that very impressive, just polite, actually. What's wrong, Bar?
You tell me.
I ask first.
You're bored.
Meaning you are. I'm not bored. I'm perfectly happy. Imperfectly happy. Tom is what's wrong. And we agreed not to talk about it, not to worry about it, so we both worry and none of us likes to talk about it, and now I've ruined the evening, which doesn't mean you're not very beautiful. You are.
It's in doubt to tell a woman how beautiful she is.
What do you tell me if you're in doubt, if you ever are?
I tell you, you shouldn't have married me.
Yeah, and then I say, you mean you shouldn't have married me, and then we have a great evening. I married you, and I still can't believe my luck. Spite.
Spaghetti alla vongole, buon appetito.
Grazie.
Is it okay if I say grazie?
Tom was afraid he could never do anything to please you.
And when he knew he could, he didn't. He tore Cambridge up and threw the pieces in my face. Did he talk to you about it before he did it?
He was probably afraid I'd tell you.
Oh, I have to be the villain.